Are we going? It's recording? Is this happening? Okay, well, I have to do the whole like mental part with the song in my head before. Nervous Nelly.
From Buenos Aires, Argentina, I'm Paige Nichols.
And this is Bad Information, a love letter to the country that drives us mad. Totally mad, completely bonkers mad. Hi, how are you? It's been a minute, and you might notice that I am alone. Aren't we all always alone, though? I could get real existential here, but let's not, because I'm barely surviving eclipse season and Mercury retrograde has really done a number on me. So we're going to keep things light. But I figured before we really dive into season three, you might want to know what has been happening. Like, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué onda? Boluda, me gosteaste, nos gosteaste. I know, I kind of just pulled like a full arg and was just like, I'm just going to be mysterious and not respond to any texts for 3 years. And yet here we are. Somehow I have emerged. Encontré el cargador, el cable correcto, fui al service y we are back. Estamos joya. But yeah, I've missed you. I've missed you quite a bit. I hope you know that. I wasn't just being difficult on purpose, although I do like to claim a little bit of diva behavior just because I think it speaks to like a mystique. But that could not be further from the truth. So if you have been keeping up with this beautiful little podcast universe, at the end of 2020, first of all, what has happened since COVID? Like, I feel like my brain was wiped, like either Men in Black style or like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind style, or just like trauma style. But I thought we would maybe do a little memory lane jog just to like get up to speed and be on the same page, because otherwise it's going to be more confusing than it already is, because I talk too fast and lose my train of thought like every 5 seconds. So after barely making it through COVID, Caro, my dear former co-host, returned to the United States. So I am flying solo here in Buenos Aires. We wish her the best. I was just obviously too emotionally attached to this podcast because I have attachment issues I'm learning in therapy just now. So if you would like to actually just like give big ups to my psicólogo, because he's really got his work cut out for him. But yeah, so Alejandro, we love you. I love Bad Info and wanted to find a way to keep going. But 2021 just kind of thought, you know, let's make things even more complicated. So I was stuck in the US for like 3 months. I thought I was going to be a good citizen and wait until the vacuna was libre para todos in my homeland. So I went to the US in May of 2021 and got immunized, inoculated, and then got stuck because Albertito, everyone's favorite first and only term president, decided to then like not let flights back into Argentina for like ever, which was cool. And by cool, I mean, it was terrible. Although I did get to live in my parents' house for 3 months and kind of relive my teen years, which was interesting. And I did love having like a car at my disposal and no need to pay for gas because I'm just going to lean into like, you know, pretending that I was not grown up. Anyway, so I didn't make it back to Argentina until like the end of the year. And we were all just very discombobulated again. Can we just like, let's not remember how hard that time was, but also it was really hard. And I was like, okay, we're gonna Bad Info. She's brewing. We need to bring her back. I had made plans. I was like so ready to hit the ground running. I was like, this is going to be it. We are taking this stratosphere. Shusha, she's going to be our like special guest. Like, I don't even know. I had like ideas about sequins, maybe some feathers, like maybe a choreographed dance number. But like, then pasaron cosas. And for some of you that might know, and some of you that don't, I don't even know how to say this. Like, where do I even begin? Like, how do you say, my life just flipped upside down, and in a very good way, but in a very transformational way. And that way was, I realized that I am a big fat gay. I'm gay with a capital G, And that required me to tend to my personal life because I was married. So imagine going through that after over a third of your life with someone and then needing to just work through that. Yeah. So 2022 became a blur because why? Wow. Where do I even begin? If I'll open like an OnlyFans and instead of it being like pictures of my feet, it's just like, I'll record my therapy sessions and put them on the internet and you can pay to hear them. Cause they're probably good if you are mortable. But anyway, so I was very busy finding myself and figuring out who I am, this new version of Paige that has always been there, but she was just like hiding in the background. And now she has her overalls on. She's not a house painter, but she could be if you want me to. Lots of pockets because, I mean, I think I even have like my Suba in here because duh, I gotta be on the go whenever, like at a moment's notice. So now that the dust has settled, I am feeling the need to be creative again. Last year was really just about surviving and figuring out a way to pay rent because, wow, inflation has not gone away. And here we are back in the lovely, very femme studio of my favorite Bariloche. You're Bariloche, right? I love that. Like diversity. And we're back and I could not be happier. So I do want to thank all of the loyal fans, aka my dog and my favorite bus driver on the 108 for sticking it out and waiting for me to reemerge. And for all the new faces and ears around here, love you. Hope I haven't scared you away. And if I have, like, also, I mean, maybe that's a you problem, not a me problem. But I am thrilled to finally just like be back and have a microphone at my disposal and unlimited time because I'm not being charged by the hour, right? I don't think so. No. Okay. Thank God. I'm a vitalicio. That's a good vocab word for all of you newbies. Anyway, so stick around. The next episode, official episode, is coming out next week. So watch this space. Se vienen cositas. I hope you are subscribed on Spotify, Apple, all the podcast places. I don't even know like how many, there's so many platforms, but just we're on all of them. And by we, I mean me and my anxiety and Instagram. The memes are reemerging. It's an election year, so it's going to get picante. And yeah, I look forward to just having you pretending to listen to me while you're washing the dishes or tuning out your dad because he sneezes too loudly. Why do dads always sneeze loud? That's such a weird thing. Anyway, so yeah, glad to be back. Miss you, love you, want to kiss you. Not really, because I'm still have pandemic germ trauma, but looking forward to it. So that's really it. If you want to put on like your favorite pair of emotional support overalls for next week's episode, that would be fabulous. I'll see you here. And in the meantime, I don't know, beware of the paltas that they sell on the sidewalk for $1,000 because they don't taste as good as they look. Bye. Bien, I felt good. See?
This episode of Bad Information was recorded at Estudios Nievi in the charmingly chaotic neighborhood of Villa Crespo in Buenos Aires, Argentina.